From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Barbara Bush, the wife of former President George H.W. Bush and the mother of former President George W. Bush, has died. She was 92. Mrs. Bush spoke about her life and her marriage in June 2004 at a celebration of their 60th wedding anniversary.
It's been a life filled with adventure, laughter, love, and yes, some tears. But more happy tears than sad.
The Bushes were married January 6, 1945. They had the longest marriage of any presidential couple in American history. The American president and the Japanese prime minister are meeting for 2 days, with much of the discussion focused on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Alongside the Japanese prime minister at the start of their talks, President Donald Trump said Seoul has his blessing to try to negotiate with Pyongyang an end to the 1950s Korean War.
People don't realize the Korean War has not ended. It's going on right now, and they are discussing an end to the war.
Active combat in the war ended in 1953 with an armistice signed by China, North Korea, and the United States, which commanded the United Nations forces. South Korea was not a signatory, and the two Koreas have never established diplomatic relations. Steve Herman, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
There was confusion Tuesday whether a team of international experts had arrived in the Syrian city of Douma to determine whether chemical weapons were used in the attack there 10 days ago. Syrian State TV and White Helmets Volunteer Rescue Group said they had, but a U.S. State Department spokeswoman contradicted those reports on Tuesday afternoon. This is VOA News. The new U.N. representative for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, warned the Security Council Tuesday that reports of a possible military operation around a major urban center and key seaport could ruin any hopes of ending the country's civil war. The threat of famine looms over millions of people in Yemen, and the country is at risk for another cholera outbreak. The UN Refugee Agency says asylum seekers and migrants from the Horn of Africa who arrive in Yemen are being detained under horrific conditions by different armed groups and criminals profiting from the situation. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency says it is following the cases of some 100 Somali and Ethiopian migrants who arrived in Yemen recently and are being detained near Aden. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the new arrivals may have broken immigration laws, which is not an unusual or worrisome development. What is of concern, he says, are the harsh conditions under which the refugees and migrants in detention are living. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One passenger was killed, seven injured when the engine on a Southwest Airlines flight failed on Tuesday. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board have not said the cause of the female passenger's death. It said this is the first fatality on a commercial flight in the U.S. since 2009. A large American coffee company is going to educate its 175,000 employees to try to prevent more acts of discrimination. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Starbucks says it will close its more than 8,000 stores in the United States for several hours the afternoon of May 29th for racial bias training. The coffee chain says its 175,000 employees will take part. The move comes amid rising anger over the arrests last week of two black men employees tried to eject from a Starbucks in Philadelphia. CEO Kevin Johnson met with the men to apologize. He's called their arrests reprehensible. The company says the employee who called police on them no longer works there. Warren Levinson, New York.
And the top story of the hour, America's former First Lady Barbara Bush has died at 92. A Bush family statement says Mrs. Bush died Tuesday evening with the family close by. The family has given few details on her death, but said she has suffered in recent years from congestive heart failure and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She recently declined to seek further medical treatment as her condition worsened in recent days. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.